every end is a new beginning. In football, when it comes to quarterbacks, those new beginnings can take various paths. The end of Joe Montana led to the beginning of Steve Young in San Francisco, Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. But the end of Johnny Unitas in Baltimore led to the beginning of something called Marty Domras. And in Denver, John Elway was replaced by the less talented of the Greasies, Brian. The biggest question entering the 2016 season for two-time defending Class 3A champion Pella, what will become of the transition from Noah to Nick? While this is Nick Finney's first chance at stepping into a lead role, he's not a new face to Pella fans, as he saw significant minutes, mostly with his team well ahead on the scoreboard, in both his sophomore and junior seasons.
Finney's looking there, has some pressure, steps up in the pocket, finds Schulten inside the 5-6 for the Dutch, touchdown, Pella!
Finney rolls to that side, looks downfield, bullet wide open is Vandaloon at the 10, the 5, touchdown Pella, touchdown Pella.
Finney has completed 32 of 57 varsity passes for 588 yards with 11 touchdowns and no interceptions. He's also run the ball 61 times for 393 yards and 6 more scores, including an 82-yarder during his sophomore campaign. While Finney's proven he can run, head coach Jay McKinstry says they'll be tweaking the playbook this year to take advantage of his unique skill set.
We're probably not going to run him as much off tackle, just straight off tackle downhill, ramming into a defense as much as you didn't know it. I don't think that's good for Nick, and I don't think it's good for the team. Our intent is, you know, is to probably put the ball in the air a little bit more. Certainly, Nick's done a nice job with that. He can read defense as well. He does a good job with that, and I think that's one of his strengths.
Nobody loves hearing that the ball will be in the air more than the wide receivers. Two members of Pella's Zoo Crew are back as Finney's top targets this year, Ryan Van Wyk and this man, Donovan Holterhaus.
I'm really excited to get a lot more action this year than last year. Nick's a very versatile quarterback, and he does everything well. He can throw it short or deep.
The transition to Finney also means some changes along the offensive line. Senior Ross Vandeweerd is the lone returning starter, and he says that the new unit's been working hard to be prepared for some of the offensive tweaks.
Our passing sets are a lot different, like our pass protection, so that's different too. We'll be throwing it more, and the way we pass protect offensive line-wise. We have calls now. Instead of just going man-to-man, we have some zone schemes.
So what about the man who's filling the Hawkeye-colored Gatorade Player of the Year size shoes? Finney says that he's not afraid of the big expectations because of the opportunities he's been given to learn from the best player to ever wear the green and white.
I've learned a lot from him. I've got a lot of opportunities to play since we've been up by so much. It's been really helpful. Like a lot of games, I played more than Noah last year just because he was out after a quarter.
He's also excited for the opportunity to hook up with his senior classmates, Holterhaus and Van Wyk. They're both 6'5" with speed, and the duo combined for 38 catches, 756 yards, and 7 touchdowns last season.
It's really nice to have them out there just because I know even if I don't throw a perfect ball, they can go get it. And it's nice to have that experience to lead the younger wide receivers.
Even with the big transition at quarterback, the goals don't change for the Little Dutch. They've got their sights set on a third straight state championship. McKinstry feels like he's got the right man for the job in the sport's most important position.
Nick is going to compete well, and Nick is a winner. And he's going to want to put everything out there, and I think he's going to be a young man that the team respects. He's not going to be very vocal, probably, but at the same time, the team will respect him when he speaks. You know, I think kids will listen because I think he's earned that, and I think he's just waited and bided his time to be in this, you know, position right now, and I just wish him the best this season. I hope he has a great, great year.
Reporting for KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.